That's it, the first one, Ben, here in Patrick Nitzav. I apologize for the delay, but I'll say. Atem Nitzav Mayom Kolcham Lefnei Hashem Lekecham, Sheatem Omdim Umuzumanim Lefnei Hashem, Kedei Lavor Bivriso, Kedei Kabbal HaTor Bebeur Anas Walav. Osha Hoy Omdim Lefnei Ha'oron, Vehabris Yashvua Vehova Asher Yazkir, Vehovacha Bivris Hashem Lekecha Uva Olaso. So on one level, so we're always lifnei Hashem. So clearly, when the lifnei Hashem is highlighted, that there's something. It's true in a. In an intensified sense, it's true on an additional level as well. So the Ramban suggests two pshatim. Either the lifnei Hashem means that hayos, that this is the culmination of the Hoel Moshe ba'eres haTorah hazos. It's the culmination of the Kabbalah HaTorah. So Kabbalah HaTorah is something which is lifnei Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Nosen HaTorah. So Kabbalah HaTorah is something which is lifnei Hashem in that intensified, added sense. It's interesting, the Rav points out, I think it's in one of the drushas that's summarized in Al HaTshuva, that the Lashon HaRambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva is that Ko mitzvah shebatorah ben eseh ben lo saaseh im ova odom alachas mehen ben bezodom ben mishkoga kshiyaseh tshuva v'yoshu mecheto chayiv lezvados lifnei hakel baruch hu. The vidui is also something which, again, in this added, intensified sense, is lifnei Hashem. To maybe a little bit amplify the difference between the two levels. Again, on one level, so we're always lifnei Hashem. But the lifnei Hashem doesn't necessarily define the content of what a person's doing. A person's a farmer, so he's out in the field. He's working the land. So the reality, of course, is lifnei Hashem. The goal is shivisi Hashem lenegdi samit, to be aware of that. But the lifnei Hashem doesn't define the content of what he's doing. He's farming the land. By contrast, when a person davens, so then it's not just that he's lifnei Hashem again in this existential sense, but it also defines the content and the essence of what he's doing. That's true of tshuva Bechlal and the Vidui Befrat, that the essence of what the person is doing is Lifnei Hashem, Lifnei Hakel. The essence of it is Lifnei Hakel in different senses, in more than one way. The essence is Lifnei Hakel. Every chait, leaving aside the Tinuk Shenishba category of chait, but every chait to varying degrees represents, again, to varying degrees, an element of merida, and the tshuva is that kaviyochel, a person has to come face to face and be misvada. The essence of tshuva and vidui, again, is Lifnei Hakel in terms of the content and the essence. In another sense, that every chait, again, leaving aside the category of tinuk shenishba, a person is at least temporarily unaware of and oblivious to the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And hence, the essence of the tshuva and the vidui is to have this acute awareness of being Lifnei Hakel. So when something is described as Lifnei Hashem, it means that it's not only the permanent existential state of affairs, but it's the content and the essence of what's being done. So that's the Ramban's first pshat, is that Kabbalah HaTorah is Lifnei Hashem. Kabbalah Torah Hashem is something which is Lifnei Hashem. Alternately, the Ramban says, no, maybe Lifnei Hashem here has a different sense. Maybe Lifnei Hashem means before the Orem. Since there's a Hashras Hashchina associated with the Orem, so Memela, to be in the presence of the Orem, the Torah describes as being Lifnei Hashem. The Ramban suggests also that the pshat in the bris here is not the bris of Kabbalah HaTorah, but the bris is the shvua and the ola, the curse, the imprecation, which are being added. V'yitochen, a little bit more on this soon, B'nai Meretz Hashem. V'yitochen shekaris odim on bris, kabris harishan shekaris itam b'har Sinai, shehikrev aleihem ola, so the Ramban suggests maybe there was a Hakrovas Korbanos, the same way the Torah describes in Parshas Mishpatim, with the same division in terms of the Zrikas Adam, that Chatzi Adam was Nizrak al Mizbech, Chatzi Adam al Ha'am. Just to follow up a little bit on Bris, so if you jump ahead to the Ramban, Ve'esa she'enenu po yimonu hayom, Pasuk Yudalit, V'gamim hadoros ha'asidim liof, Ke'atam yedaitem v'gomev atiru shikutzehem, V'fisha re'isem esa umos ovde avodah zarah. You've encountered, you've interacted with those nations. V'shama hishi lev echad mikem v'leches acharehem. Maybe you've been convinced to follow their ways. Pen yesh b'chem v'gomer l'fichach anitzach l'hashbiachem loshon rashi v'yofi pirish. V'hatam lomar anitzach l'haviachem b'olo b'shvua ato b'abris hazos. What is it that necessitates this additional bris? Miyirasi ulai nifta leif tzaschem l'shikutzei Mitzrayim kasha asisem be'egel. O l'shikutzei amon umor v'asher v'isem baderech kasha hoyo lachem b'val p'or. Ki v'abirs ha'rishon v'shoshas v'anto l'ho yusham olo supolos. Added in this bris is the shvua, the ola, the klala. The question is, the type of a bris is that a bris is a bilateral agreement. Right? What's sort of represented in the fact that chatzi adam lizrok al mizbech v'chatzi adam zarek al ha'on? What is it that's represented by bris bein habisorim vayivate osam batovech, and then the fire passes through the two halves. So each half, the same way each of the two halves is only a whole together. So that's the covenant that the Baalei Bris are forging. That they no longer, as it were, function independently of each other. But the same way the two halves, only when you combine them, come together. So that's what it means, a bris. A bris is something, is a bilateral relationship, a bilateral agreement. And because that's what the chan and the bris is, so there are bilateral obligations. So in Parshas Yisro, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'atom shamo atishmu b'koli, u'shmartem is brisi. If you'll accept that set of obligations, so I will reciprocate, my obligation will be that v'yisim li skulim mikol amim ki li kol haaretz, and v'atem tilim amlechas kohanim v'goy kadosh. So a bris is always something bilateral. That's what a bris means. So what's pshat in the bris here, in Arvos Moav? So we accepted the Shavuah. We accepted L'Avacha B'Bis Hashem L'Kehu V'Alaso. But what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu commit to, as it were? What's his side of the bris? So the pasuk continues, right? So pasuk Yud Aleph, La'avicha b'bris Hashem l'kechu v'alaso, Asher Hashem l'kechu kori simcha hayom. Pasuk Yud Beis, L'man hakim oscha hayom lo la'on, V'hu yeh l'cha le'elokim kashir divelach v'chashir nishba l'avasecha, L'avam li'yitzhak li'yakov. But at first glance, the pasuk only compounds the question rather than answering the question, because it's already kasha divelach. The hu yalo chal alukim is not new, it's already kasha divelach. And it's already kasha nishba. So what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzad of this bris? So maybe the pshat is like this. Mashal l'ma David omer. Let's say parents make certain demands of young children. I don't know, the father or the mother says, bring me a cup of tea. Okay. So that's one type of demand that they could make. Or they can demand that the child go bathe. So in the first case, it really is a one-sided obligation. The child is being obligated to do something for the parent, but there isn't really any reciprocity. In the second case, where what the parent is demanding is for the child's welfare, what will help preserve and sustain and nurture the child's health, so then what on the one hand, seems like an obligation being imposed on the child itself really is something two-sided. It really is something reciprocal. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in order for all of you, as many of you as possible, to flourish within the original bris of Sinai, so we need this additional Krisas Bris with the Allah Ushvua, because that will allow, I mean, the original Bris of Sinai, as you see in the Psukim after the Egel, it could be Mekuyam by one individual surviving, two individuals, one couple surviving, and that would be the continuity for Zera Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. And Kodesh Baruch Hu says, but that's not, right? That's, you know, Kaviyocha, that's not the way I want it to be. I want it to be L'man Hakim Oscha Hayom Lo, all of you. And therefore, L'fichach Anitzach L'Hashbiachem, so you're taking the Shvua, on the one hand, is your side of the bris, but my giving you the Shvua that will be L'Tovaschem is simultaneously my side of the bris, and the shvua itself reflects both sides of the bris. But let's reread those lines we just read here. V'hatam lomar. What's the need? Again, commenting on the pasuk. On the psukim at Shlishi, Ki atem yedatem eisa sho yashavnu beretz Mitzrayim, v'eisa sho avarnu bekerav hagoyim asher avartem, v'tiru ashikutzeim v'eis gilulehem, eitz v'evan kesev v'zor v'asher imayim. V'atam loma, says the Ramban, ani tzorach lahaviachem bo'olul b'shvua ato v'abris hazos mi yirosi. Ulai niftel leiv tzaschem l'shikutzei Mitzrayim kasher asisem bo'egel o l'shikutzei Amon u'moav asher ri'isem baderech kasher hoyo lachem b'bal po'or. Maybe your heart has strayed because of the exposure you had in Mitzrayim, because of the exposure you had in Amon u'Moav, and both of those have already materialized in the Egel with Baal Peor. The concern for the future is well founded. There seems to be a little bit of a disconnect here between the concern and the description of the Avodah Zarah. Right? The Torah couldn't be describing Avodah Zarah in more derogatory terms. Vatiru es shikutzeihem ve'ez gilulehem. Golol means done. Right? That's what the word means literally. Galalei behema. So maybe the Pshat, the Pasuk is, Rashi quotes this by the Mon, that it's sort of, you know, the Torah is integrating and contrasting two different perspectives. There's one perspective of you'll find it attractive, you'll see it to be something good, and the Torah is telling us that by HaKadosh Baruch Hu's standards, it's Shikutzeihem and Gilulehem. And that is true, and that pshat remains, but there's it runs deeper than that. The Torah says it in Parashas Achrimos, Kimase Eretz Mitzrayim Asher Yeshavtem Bo Lo Sasu, Uchmase Eretz Kanan Asher Me'asher Ani Mevi Asem Shama Lo Sasu V'Chukoseim Lo Seilechu. So don't imitate Don't reproduce Masa Eretz Mitzrayim or Masa Eretz Kanan. Rashi quotes from Chazal, those two nations were Mukukala Mikola Umas. Why does the Torah need to identify Mitzrayim? Kemasa Eretz Mitzrayim Sheyeshavtem Bo? Otherwise, we would have had to Google Eretz Mitzrayim to find out where it is, what it is. Why does the Torah have to identify Eretz Kanan? Asher ani nevi es tam shom. We know what Eretz Kanan is. So clearly, the pshat and the pasuk is that the Torah is alerting us, is sensitizing us to the fact that no matter how objectively reprehensible certain types of behavior are, a person, human nature is such that a person is susceptible to picking up those forms of behavior and being influenced because of his exposure. So Kemasa Eretz Mitzrayim, and you should know, don't think that you don't need to be on guard to comply with this law. No, because it's Asher Yeshavtem Bo. And Kemasa Eretz Kanan, don't think that this is something which is easy and automatically going to happen on its own without care and caution. No, it's Asher Ani Mevi Eschem. You're going to be living and exposed to them. And it's the same thing that the Torah is depicting here. Asher Yashavnu Beretz Mitzrayim. And the context of that prolonged exposure, so despite the fact that objectively it's all reprehensible, it's shikutzeim as gilulehem, a person is still very, very susceptible to societal influence just by virtue of exposure. Even if there's no veneer of good, of morality, of anything. Even absent that veneer, a person should never underestimate our susceptibility to societal influence, to what we're exposed to. Here in Pasuk Yud Ches, V'hoye v'shamos devei ha'ola hazos, v'hizbayach v'vav aleim v'shalom yi ali, ki v'shvius li b'yelech, v'man tzfos harov v'satzmeyo. So Rashi says, b'shvius libi is b'maros libi. I'll do as I see fit, k'mo ashuranu v'lo karov. Masha libi bo alasos. The Ramban, v'izbarach v'vav aleim, k'shiyishma ha'acherim miskalulim b'olos ha'ela, hu yizbarach b'machshavto, V'yoma b'libo sholom yiyali mikol eile. Ka'asher eilech b'taves libi. So the first pshad in ki is ka'asher, when. V'hashem lo yislach lo. Contrary to what this person entertains, Hashem lo yislach lo. Aval yeshan olav apo os k'sheyechta l'dor oladoros. Oh, alternately, yiyatam ki, not when, Loma, what it means is Shalom Yeli Bavor. Now here's understood Shalom Yeli, because this next clause is implied and understood in the pasuk, because this individual will think to himself, "In any mekabel olay ashvua, I'm opting out. I'm not accepting this shvua." Ki, rather. B'shvivus libi eilech. Kol yomai v'chol cheftzi yasa. That's a key loshon ella. Rather than accept the shvua. So b'shvivus libi eilech. I'm going to follow my heart's desire. We'll see. Not miloshon ashurenu, according to the Ramban. V'lo yov ha'ashem bavu ha'sheinenu mekabel olosa l'slach lo, aval yesh an olav apo kevin sheba b'briso lifnei kol am Yisrael. V'lo lifnei l'fonai im kol Yisrael. So the shvua was imposed, the shvua and the ola were imposed upon us collectively, on the tzibor. A person doesn't have the option of opting out. Agav, the pashtus says it that you see from the psukim. The Ramban just sort of corroborates. You know, you find in Chazal the lashon mushbar ba'omei mehar Sinai. So, for instance, if a person is nishba l'kayim es hamitzvah, so the shvuah is not chal because ain shvuah chala al shvuah. And we're already mushba v'omed mehar Sinai. So the pashtus is that the shvuah was an arvas moav, and the lashon har Sinai is lav dafka. Hatayva hagoveres u'mischazekes v'alev tikarei shrirus. Kilshon chachamim shorir v'kayon. B'chein b'shrirei bitno. Shorir means something that's strong. Right, something that can shorir v'kayim means that it's strong, and that it's like you say nowadays in Hebrew, it's machzik ma'amad. Right, it can hold its own. It can stand firm. It's strong. So shrivas libi means a taiva which is goveris u'mischazek is belef. Uperish leman sfos harava satzmeya. Lahosip, so rava means that which is sated or saturated. Lahosif hasveya imha misava. Ki nefesh tzveya tikare rava, ki inyan vivivesi nefesh akonim deshen. Va'ami yes tuvi yisba'u. Va'hoisa nafsham kigan rava. Okay, so Rava es atzmeya, so es sometimes means in, right? The first pasuk in Sefer Shmos. Ve'ele Shmos b'nei Yisrael ha'boim mitzvayim es Yaakov ishu ve'sobo. It means with Yaakov, right? These are the names of the ones who came with. So often es means in. So harava es atzmeya, rava means sveya, the es means im, according to the Ramban's understanding. Maybe that's also what underlies that S is Larabos, the fact that S means im. Maybe that's also reflected in that S is Larabos. So carry the S of Icha and im of Icha to someone else that you're supposed to be mechavid as well. V'atam ki nefesh ha'odom ha'rova she'enenu misavel advarim ha'roim lo. Kashi tovu b'libo k'tas ha'taiva v'hu yimali ta'avoso Oz Yosef Benafsho Taiba Yisera Viti Yet Smeyo Ma'od Ladova Harusha Ochal Osha Osa Yosem Ivarashana. We'll just read a few lines and then try to assimilate it, Blin Edmunds Hashem. Visisava Od Ladvarim Roim Shalohoisa Misavala Hemitrila Kihamisavala Zimas Hanoshama Yofos. Yosef Nafsho Harava Imatzmeya. Ki Yisave V'yitzma L'masha Hoya Saveya Mimenu V'la Asher Hizbiya Nafsho Bo. So the Ramban here is giving us a very fundamental insight into our psyche, a very fundamental principle of human behavior. Maybe if we would reflect in a way where we were detached from human experience and not have any empirical evidence. So maybe we would think that if a person has a taiva and then he indulges that taiva, so then he will have sated himself. And the Ramban says, Chazal say it in a different context. Chazal say it with regard to money, but the Ramban says it's the same yisod over here, that ain't other meis v'chatzi ta'avosu b'yodo. A person who's a bal taiva never achieves his goal. Yesh lo mono is rotzei masayim. And it continues. The reality is that taiva can never be satisfied. So that if a person, instead of disciplining himself, if a person caters to the taiva, he only incites greater taiva. And that's what the pasuk is saying. A person who will live, ki b'shmiras livi eilech, I will indulge shmiras livi. I'll cater to taivas livi. The effect of that is not that he will now be content. He'll now be satisfied. The Torah is telling us that's not the dynamic of human behavior, but it's rather leman sfos harava. What was previously a person was content, So now it was going to be added on to that all kinds of new taivas. And the Ramban clearly says in a double sense, A, he'll have an even stronger taiva than he had initially in the same area. And B, the taiva strengthens in that he'll progress or deteriorate from natural taiva to unnatural taiva. So the tzima'on is in two ways. The tzima'on is in the sense of tiyat smeya ma'od ladova hahu she'ochalo she'osa yosa mibarishona. That's one aspect of the tzima'on. But the second aspect of the tzima'on, because it's the nature of taiva never to be satisfied. That's the nature of taiva. V'sis'ave od l'dvoim ro'im shelo hoista misave lehem mitchila. The Ramban is telling us, the Pasuk is telling us, the Ramban is amplifying beyond what a person is supposed to partake of as part of a normal, balanced life. But going beyond that, a person can't make pshuras with taiva. Again, within the parameters of what a person is supposed to partake of, that's not what we're referring to as taiva. But beyond going outside those boundaries, the Ramban is saying there's no such thing as satisfying taiva, there's no such thing as making a pshara. Because the nature of it is that it's like the tzvadeya. You hit it, it doubles. You think that a person is just this one thing that will satisfy the yetzahara, that will satisfy the taiva. That's not the way we function. It's not the way we react. That's why when you have these individuals who around whom a scandal emerges, so when the accusations are true, sometimes they're not true, but when the accusations are true, so it's invariably and inevitably there are going to be other accusations. Because it's poshut that if the person did it once, he did it more than once. It's mamish this Ramban. Kasha tavo b'libo k'tzas ha-taiva, again, beyond the boundaries which that the Torah establishes. V'hu yimali tavoso, oz Yosef b'nafsho taiva yosef. When the first accuser, if the first accuser is telling the truth, it's possible that there are going to be other accusations as well, other truthful accusations as well. It's true in other contexts as well, maybe not with the same velocity as here. But whatever we do is doubly important. It's important because every moment of life is precious, so what we do in any moment is important. But whatever we do is important and significant for another reason as well, because whatever we do creates a momentum. It's not isolated or compartmentalized. There's momentum from what we do. Again, in this context, the momentum is even greater. It's with even a greater velocity. If only we could keep that in mind, it would be a tremendous chizuk to make the right decision and to take the right step. Okay, we'll stop here.